to Sanchez. What a finish!
Ghost, Aguero made it. Manchester City won the Premier League.
Neighboring gems with no regard for human life.
Curry for three. What a night for Stephen Curry.
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale.
Manchester United have reached the promised land.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Don't wish, young blood. You're just old. Can't kill you, Evan. Get back.
Cavaliers just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant for the win. Bam!
10,
9, 8, 7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's highlight sports. Hand me that. Love sports, love radio, CNC. Now, let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In this week's World Sports News, Ines and Yvonne will bring the latest news about Chinese volleyball player Zhu Ting, Track World Cup, 2018 World Cup qualifier, and the famous NBA player Real's retirement, and the game between 76ers and Pacers. In this week's highlight game, Yvonne still will review the game between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Oklahoma City Sonics on November 12th. Do everybody still remember that year the final between Spurs and the Heat, when Ray Allen hit that three and Jamal ducked the ball in when the victory won once but failed the second time? Spurs and the Heat will meet again in the regular season. Kerry and Benny will predict the game for you in the beginning for season time. This time to you, man, Adam will introduce one of the highest bodybuilding, Pilates. Do you want to know the difference between the Pilates and the yoga? If you want, then don't miss the your man. This time in the great, Lady will introduce a talented figure skater, Yuzuru Hanyu, to you. Now, let's kick off with the World Sports News.
Arch gentleman, he could be a preacher when your soul is down.
Good evening, my dear audiences. You are listening to the World Sport News. Welcome back. I'm Ivan.
Good evening, guys. I'm Ines.
Now let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
Turkey Real Olympic MVP for Team China Zhu Ting's Vakıf Bank volleyball team won its first match at Turkish Women Volleyball League. Vestel Venice Sudam's legal against Saramizem 32-0 in Turkey's western city of Manisa on Sunday. China's world famous speaker Zhu Ting contributed 11 points.
Great Britain's Olympic champion Bo Ferrer is one of three athletes still in contention for the men's IAAF World Athlete of the Year award. The 33-year-old will go up against Jamaican sprinter Wilson Bolt and South African's 400-meter star Wade van Niekerk.
Track Cycling World Cup. Britain won Team Spring Gold on the opening day of the season's second Track World Cup in the Netherlands. The trio of track curling, Ryan Owens and George Schumann, repeated last weekend's win in Glasgow against beating France into second place in Aberdeen.
After such a long wait, reaching the summit of men's tennis was an epic climax for Andy Murray. Without playing a point, the Scot ended a 7-year wait to secure the world number one spot when he advanced to the Paris Masters final after Milos Raonic withdrew from their semi-final on Saturday.
Murray supplanted Novak and rose to number one officially when the ATP rankings updated on November 14th. He is guaranteed to hold at least a 5-point lead over Novak more than 7 years after he reached number two for the first time.
Let's continue to focus on the 2018 World Cup qualifier. Brazil beats Argentina 3-0, continuing its impressive campaign for the 2018 World Cup finals with a thumping win over bitter rivals Argentina in a crucial qualifying match. Brazil maintains its 1-point lead over Uruguay.
Northern Ireland replaced Azerbaijan in second place in Group C with 4-0, thanks to an impressive World Cup qualifying win at Rhein-Lech-Windsor Park. Germany maintained their 100% record with an 8-0 armoring of San Marino, while the Czech Republic beat Norway 2-1 to go fourth.
Kick out some basketball events. The two-time NBA champion Ray Allen announced his retirement from NBA on November 10th after playing 18 seasons. I write this to you today as a 31-year-old man who is retiring from the game. Allen wrote in a piece for the Players Tribune, I write to you as a man who is completely at peace with himself.
Former Los Angeles Lakers basketball player Kobe Bryant attends a fans meeting titled Path to Greatness in Shenyang, China on November 8, 2016.
Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant's streak for scoring 20 points in 72 straight games came to an end in the Warriors' win over the Nuggets on Thursday night. He finished with 18 points in 30 minutes.
The streak was tied with Michael Jordan for the longest 20-point streak in the past 50 seasons and the fourth longest streak all time. The record of 1,026 such games was set by Will Chamberlain from 1961 to 1963. Chamberlain holds the top two streaks. Oscar Robertson had a 79-game streak spanning 1963 to 1964 as well.
In lately NBA game, the 76ers finally won their first game with 109-105 against Indiana Pacers. Let's check on more details.
On November 12th, Philadelphia met the challenge by Indiana on the home court. After an intensive extra time with Joel Embiid highlight performance, they finally taste victory. It's also Embiid's first NBA winning game. In this game, he continued to be the crucial player with 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. It's worth mentioning that he only has played for 25 minutes.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sport News. See you next week at the same time.
Bye.
Hello, radio audience. Welcome to this week's highlight game and event. Today, we're going to talk about the game between the Los Angeles Clippers and Oklahoma City Thunders on November the 12th. The Clippers took a 110-108 win from the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, have you watched the game, Steve?
Of course. I almost screamed when I saw the ball got into Westbrook's hands while there's only 11.5 seconds remaining. But luckily, the ball hit off the back iron and the score would not change anymore.
That game helped the Clippers to improve the league's top record and the best start in franchise history to 8-1. The team played so good this season and Westbrook was going to need a play as close to perfect as he could for the Thunder to close the gap. And that's basically what he did. He had 29 points, 14 rebounds and 9 assists, almost a triple-double. We couldn't ask him to do more.
But we shouldn't simply blame on his teammates as well. Victor Oladipo scored 11 points in the first quarter and helped the team begin with a 24-16 lead. They could hold the lead longer if JJ Redick didn't go at 2 three-pointers at the end of the second quarter. Domantas Sabonis scored 4 of the 5 three-pointers and Enes Kanter got a double-double in only 21 minutes.
But the Thunder still had a significant issue with their bench when Westbrook is off the floor, getting outscored by almost 17 points per 100 possessions while playing what would be the worst statistical offense in the league. But it held firm against the Clippers with Westbrook's re-entering in the fourth with 8 minutes to go and only down 6.
Speaking of the bench players of the Clippers didn't play that good either.
Except for Jamal Crawford.
Oh yes, he played pretty good. He got a lot of big shots. Their coach Doc Rivers also praised him for his excellent performance. He knew he can score and he do have that ability. He can also share the ball to other players.
There's no doubt that he's good, but there are some players even better than him in the team. Chris Paul got 17 points and 10 assists that night without any turnovers. In fact, he totally had one single turnover in the last 3 games. Someone said he is getting old, but he's still one of the best point guard in the league.
He gave out 2 assists while there was only 2 minutes remaining, which added 5 points to the team after Westbrook tied the game at 102 with a three-pointer.
and Blake Griffin scored 25 points that night, including 15 points on 7-for-8 shooting in the period to help the Clippers take an 82-74 lead in the fourth. The last season was not so successful to him because of the injury and some out-of-court issue, but it seemed that he will prove he is a superstar with his performance this season.
Don't forget the Andre Jordan. He also got a double-double that night. What's more, he scored 6 of the 12 free throws in the last quarter. That's not a high hit rate, but at least the Hacker Shaquille of the Sounders seemed to be failed.
There are 3 all-star players in the Clippers, but there's only one left in Oklahoma City Sounder since Kevin Durant had left. Now Westbrook controls the ball almost all the time, and he has a beautiful personal data. However, his hit rate is only 41.9%. That's not high enough. For example, he only hit 9 of the 25 shots in the game against the Clippers, and he still tried to shoot a game-winning three-pointer. We all know what the result was.
You're right. Being a superstar means that you can make the team better and have a beautiful personal data as well. Look at Allen Iverson in 2001. He won a scoring title and took the 76ers to the NBA Finals. That's why he was the MVP of that season.
I'm really looking forward to what Westbrook can do this season. He should take every opportunity to prove himself.
Yes, and I'm also interested in how many achievements can Clippers get this season.
I also hope that they can break the curse and reach the Western Conference Finals. Well, that's all for this week's highlight game, and with that,
I'm Steve. Coming next is Weekly for C. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, I'm Billy.
And I'm Kyrie.
The last NBA regular season has long dropped the curtain, but it's just so impressive. Cleveland Cavaliers, with his spirit of never giving up, turned the table around at the last minute and won the champion. I think this season is going to be magnificent as the last one.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the game Miami Heat. We are San Antonio Spurs, which is on the November the 15th.
Wow, these two teams are not in their best condition. They all went through the situation that their star player left team during the offseason. Spurs power forward Tim Duncan retired, and Miami Heat's shooting guard Dwayne Wade signed with Chicago. But he still expects fans to support Miami Heat.
Yep, losing top players does exert a very bad influence on the teams. So, in my opinion, these two old brand great teams have to establish a new core player, coach players' feelings, inspire fighting, and bring in new tactics in this season.
Let's talk about the Spurs first. Although they lost their greatest player, Tim Duncan, they have passed the specter to rising star Kawhi Leonard 2 years before. And Leonard makes extraordinary progress every year, with his average score boosted above 22, and titles Defensive Player of the Year, Most Valuable Player in Finals. As the dominant player in both offensive and defensive ends, he has already become the new icon of the Spurs. The Spurs low post, which is made weak in defensive end, their offense keep bringing threat to the opponents. Although Tony Parker is too old to be a sports car, and Ginobili is no longer the Palmas Eagles he used to be, their extensive experience will help the team a lot.
For your information, Spurs Shop Warriors, which is a red hot favorite, down the horse games in the first game of this season. Through their sun ups and downs in the following games, but the team's winning journey. Coach Popovich won't let anything down.
I totally agree with you, but after talking about Spurs, what about Miami Heat?
Well, Miami Heat's situation is rather worse actually. For years, the team spirit Dwayne Wade led the team because of lacking of respect in the rest of his career life, which did not only do harm to the team's actual strengths, but also made the player less individual. That is definitely a big trouble to Miami Heat or any other sports team.
What made it worse was that another vital player, Chris Bosh, left the team because of his illness. And a starting point guard, Dragic, is bothered by ankle injury and is expected to be unable to play in this postseason. There's no time for the Raptors players in Miami Heat to train to make progress at the moment. What's more, so far in this season, Miami Heat only went 2-5. Well, that's rather disappointing. I don't think there is a chance for them to win the game.
But there is something wrong with Spurs defense. They might lose the game just because of that.
The coach Popovich said that he knew their defense wasn't that good. I believe they will work on it. Besides, in the game Spurs vs Warriors, Paul Gasol made it 16 shots, 10 in and won 21 curves, 9 offensive rebounds, and 6 assists in 36 minutes. That's really high effective, which is almost the best practice in this season. Apparently, he's good at offense. They just need to focus on defense.
And what may expect from this game is that 1. Heat shooting guard Winslow has improved a lot in defensive end so far in the NBA regular season. Leonard has 30 points for 4 times, helping Spurs get the result of 6-3, and he will do everything to prevent Leonard from scoring 30 points. 2. Since Chris Bosh is not able to play, the responsibility of stopping Spurs' low post player, Aldridge and Gasol, will fall upon Hassan Whiteside.
And here the third point, will the energy boy Jonathan Simmons present another astonishing dunk from winning? And point 4, will Popovich bring a new starter?
The Spurs has won 5 NBA Champions titles and is one of the most successful teams in the NBA history. The new USA president-to-be, Donald Trump, regards the Spurs as a great representation of teamwork during their recent speech in Texas.
However, the Spurs coach, Brad Popovich, is a supporter of the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. That's funny.
It is a joke, also fun fact. But what we said, we do think the odds Spurs wins are bigger than Miami Heat.
Thanks all, and thank you for listening.
And Billy.
I'm Harry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Great. I'm Letty. In today's program, I'd like to introduce a great skater, Yuzuru Hanyu. Yuzuru Hanyu is a Japanese figure skater who competes in the men's single discipline. He is the 2014 Olympic champion, the 2014 world champion, a 3-time Grand Prix final champion, and 2-time four continents silver medalist. He is also the 2010 world junior champion, the 2009-10 junior Grand Prix final champion, and a 4-time Japanese national champion. What's more, he has also medaled at 3 other world championships. Hanyu has broken world records 10 times and currently has achieved the highest short program, free skating, and combined total scores. He is the first man to have broken the 100-point barrier in the men's short program, the 200-point barrier in the men's free skating, as well as the 300-point barrier in the combined total score. Besides, he is the first Asian to win the figure skating gold at the Olympic men's event. He is also the youngest to win the Olympic title since Dick Burton in 1948. And in the 2015-16 Grand Prix, he broke the world record for the largest victory margin. At the 2016 CS Autumn Classic International, Hanyu became the first skater in history to successfully land a quadruple loop in competition. Hanyu was born 7th December 1994 and was raised in Sendai. His name means a bowstring which is pulled tight, symbolizing confidence, strength, and straightness. His father named him, wishing him to be hardworking and with strong mind. Actually, his parents wanted him to live a simple life, but be dignified, powerful, and graceful. Hanyu began skating at the age of 4, bullying his older sister to the rink. He first competed nationally as a novice skater in the 2004 Japan Novice Championships in the novice B category, and he won the gold medal in this competition. Then his home rink closed due to financial problems, reducing his training time. Nanami Abe became his coach around that time. In the 2006-07 season, Hanui competed at the Japan Novice Championships in the Novice A category. In it, he won the bronze medal. During these early years, he joined many competitions and gained a lot. In 2008-09 season, he moved to junior level. Then in the next season, Hanui announced that he would turn senior. When the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami struck his hometown and region, Hanui was skating at his home rink in Sendai. Water pipes under the ice at his home rink burst as a result of the earthquake. He trained in other places until his home rink reopened on July 24th. He also skated in 60 Astros, using them as an opportunity to train. In April, he and other skaters took part in an Astro to raise money for the victims. Hanui began the 2011-12 season with a win at the Nobelon Trophy. In his senior world's debut, Hanui was 7th in the short program but placed 2nd in the free skating. He won the bronze medal overall with a total score of 251.6 points. The next year, Hanui began his season at the 2012 Finlandia Trophy, where he won the gold medal. In December, Hanui claimed his first national title. He competed at the next year's Japan Championships, where he went on to win a second Japanese national title after placing first in both programs. At the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Hanui competed for Team Japan at the figure skating team event. He obtained high points in free skating and won the first Olympic gold medal for Japan in men's figure skating event. He is the first skater since Alexey Yagudin in 2002 to win the Olympics, World Championships, and the Grand Prix final in the same season. Following years till now, he has won prizes. He never stopped. Hanui is very talented. His skating techniques include the Billman spin and the donut spin. Both are known for their difficulty, for male skaters especially, due to the flexibility required. Other signature moves include the layback Yina Boa and hydroblading. He is known for his difficult triple axe entries, usually from a back counter or spread eagle. That's all for today's The Great. See you!
Hey guys, today I'm going to introduce one of the sports, Pilates. Pilates is a physical fitness system developed in the early 20th century by Joseph Pilates. Pilates called his method Contrology. It is practiced worldwide, and especially in Western countries such as Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom. As of 2005, there were 11 million people practicing the discipline regularly and 14,000 instructors in the United States. There is limited evidence to support the use of Pilates to alleviate low back pain, improve strength, and prevent elderly people from falling. Although it has not been shown to be an effective treatment for any medical condition, people still love it. If practiced with consistency, Pilates improves flexibility, builds strength, and develops control and endurance in the entire body. It puts emphasis on alignment, breathing, developing a strong core, and improving coordination and balance. The core, consisting of the muscles of the abdomen, low back, and hips, is often called the powerhouse and is thought to be the key to a person's stability. Pilates system allows for different exercises to be modified in range of difficulty from beginner to advanced or to any other level, and also in terms of the instructor and practitioner's specific goals and limitations. Intensity can be increased over time as the body conditions and adapts to the exercises. Pilates was developed by Joseph Pilates from Germany. His father was a prize-winning gymnast and his mother a naturopath. It is widely claimed on the internet that Joseph Pilates studied yoga. However, there is no evidence for this in his writings or in the accounts of his students or the people who knew him. During the first half of the 20th century, he developed a system of exercises which have intended to strengthen the human mind and body. Pilates believed that mental and physical health were interrelated. Pilates published two books related to his training method, Your Health, a corrective system of exercising that revolutionizes the entire field of physical education in 1934, and Return to Life Through Contrology in 1945. A number of versions of Pilates are taught today, and the majority are based on up to 9 principles. Frank Philip Friedman and Gail Aysen, two students of Romana Krasanowska, published the first modern book on Pilates, The Pilates Method of Physical and Mental Conditioning, in 1980, and in it they outlined 6 principles of Pilates. These have been widely adopted and adapted by the wider community. The original 6 principles were concentration, control, center, flow, precision, and breathing. Breathing is important in the Pilates method. We saw considerable value increasing the intake of oxygen and the circulation of this oxygenated blood to every part of the body. Proper full inhalation and complete exhalation were key to this. Pilates breathing is described as a posterior lateral breathing, meaning that the practitioner is instructed to breathe deep into the back and sides of his or her rib cage. Pilates attempts to properly coordinate this breathing practice with movement, including breathing instructions with every exercise. Contrology was Joseph Pilates' preferred name for his method, and it was based on the idea of muscle control. All exercises are done with control. The muscles working to lift against gravity and the resistance of the springs and thereby control the movement of the body and the apparatus. For practitioners to control their bodies, they must have a starting place, the center. The center is the point of the Pilates method. All movement in Pilates should begin from the center and move outward to the limbs. Besides, using correct posture while doing Pilates exercises improves safety by correcting muscle imbalances and optimizing coordination. Pilates focuses largely on correct breathing, spinal and pelvic alignment, and a concentration of smooth flowing movements. By connecting all of these aspects, the Pilates exercise becomes a mind-body workout. Pilates creates a strong core and strong back with exercise concentrating on the deep abdominal muscles and muscles lining the spine. These muscles are developed through exercises requiring balance and discipline by having control over body movements. The moves incorporated in Pilates workouts elongate the muscles and make them leaner, improving joint mobility and flexibility. This decreases risk of muscle injury. The broad range of movements that are included in Pilates workouts lead to evenly worked muscles, which also decreases risks of injury and pain after exercising. Due to the even development of the muscles, Pilates improves posture due to a strong core and back muscles for support. So that's all for today's Highlight Sports. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
Broadcaster
Yvonne 刘思月
Billy 刘浩鹏
Journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷霆
Ada 徐阳
Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明Nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car. And 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, 一个人的时候听荔枝 FM。